Welcome home to Coffee and Conversation, sponsored by The Hive Coffee and Bakehouse. Ben Wells, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Hey, it's good to have you in the studio this morning. You're a busy guy, I know. 365 days a year, right?
Yes, I keep myself pretty busy, that's for sure. Whether I should be or not, I try to stay busy.
Well, I understand. Blackstone Cherry is sort of in a little winter break right now, right?
Yes, sir.
Y'all had a good year last year. Tell us about it.
We had a great year touring, and we got to end the year right here in Glasgow with two hometown shows at the
Plaza. That was special, wasn't it?
It was very special. Having so many people come from almost every state, and then people came from out of country, and they just came and shopped at our shops and drank our local coffee and came to the concerts, and they just said this town was like a Hallmark town to them, and that meant so much to me and the rest of the guys, because it's not something we don't take this town for granted, but when you hear it from other people that live other places and they come and go, we have such a charm in Glasgow.
Exactly.
And I'm like, you're right, we do, you know?
Yeah.
So it makes us very proud.
It does.
So that was good. And yeah, we're on a little winter break until probably the end of March. So I'm already itching to go.
Yeah, I understand. I totally understand. And not to mention, you mentioned the Plaza. The acoustics in there are great, aren't they, for a concert?
They're unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, and I wasn't aware, a little tidbit of history, that building was built for public speaking. So back, you know, 1934, I believe it was built.
Yeah.
There's no PA systems and microphones and things like that. So if you're in the balcony and somebody's on stage, you can have a full-on conversation.
Yeah.
And I'm just
it's
like,
crazy.
That's fascinating.
It is.
Anyway.
It is. It is a fascinating
yes.
place. We have the author, Ben Wells, in as well this morning.
Yes.
I had you in the studio when we were on West Main before we moved up here, just before Christmas.
That's right.
In 24, I guess. Mm-hmm. And your first book had come out. And you've written your second children's book.
Yes.
And tell us about it.
So the first one was called Good Girls, Sunny Pearl, and this one is called Clark Barks. And we have three beagles, and my wife and I do, and the goal was to do a book about each one of our dogs. So this is the newest one. I dropped it right on my birthday last year, and I just had a lot of fun. And again, it's a true story. Clark is our middle beagle, and he is a loud barker. So a lot of times when I get these ideas, the titles will come to me first, and then I'll start writing the story around them. And I had such a good time writing this one and illustrating it, because this one has a lot of animated photo illustrations in it. So it was good, and people seemed to love it, and it's just so rewarding to see, you know, half a year's worth of work going into the writing and the illustrating and then digitalizing it and then publishing it, to see it like where you can hold it in your hands. It's a very rewarding thing, and I'm very proud of it.
And you're not just the writer, but you are the illustrator, and these are cool
That's
illustrations.
Right. Thank you very much. I grew up just, you know, loving to write books and stories and draw pictures and excuse me. So I was like, you know, I'm just want to make this part of my life,
a passion
of mine that I can do when I'm home. And it goes back to me not wanting to stay not busy. You know,
exactly.
A lot of people would come home and say, I'm not going to do a thing while we're home. And I'm like, I'll write a book. So I love it, though. It is a special thing. And we get to go to some schools and libraries, and I'll take Clark with me, and we'll read it to the classrooms, and the kids get excited. And that's the most rewarding part there, is when you see kids come back and say, I love your book, or parents are sending me photos of kids reading it before bed, and I'm like, that means the world to me.
Right. And you make Clark very expressive with those,
yes.
You know,
that's right.
You know, every so often, he actually barks as you're reading the story.
He does. And it's a rhyming book, too, and I'll try to write these books with the intention of knowing that we're going to read to some younger groups of kids.
Right.
And they get a kick out of that, because I make them be a part of it towards the end of the book when I have them bark like that. So I'm very much still a child at heart, so at 40 years old, I still identify a lot with children's books, probably not do adult books.
Hey, I understand. Nadine West is where I got my copy.
Yes.
And,
they've been so grateful to us to stock that book for us. And we actually got to do a book signing there right before Christmas, and they were very gracious enough to host us and Clark.
Oh, yeah. That was really cool. And a big celebration for your second book. Have you got plans for a third?
I am. So
I thought you might.
I'm going to start now. This winter break, I'm going to start writing the third book, and it's based on our dog, Henry.
Okay.
So the story is coming together, and then I'll take the time to illustrate it, and then if everything goes right, I'll release that one as well on my birthday this year. So if I can keep releasing one on my birthday every year, that's the goal.
Well, hey, that sounds like a pretty good goal to me.
Thank you.
So,
thank you.
Enjoyed looking at it and perusing it. I plan on reading that via FaceTime to my grandson.
Nice.
And then actually give it to him when we go up there in February.
Okay.
And so he will enjoy that. He is into books, and I just love the fact that he loves to read. And,
sure.
And he's already picking out sight words at 4.5 really doing a good job. Starts kindergarten this year. It just amazes me how fast time goes with kiddos.
But, absolutely, I can imagine.
We've got a lot of kiddos in our own community, and you talked about helping inspire them. You've inspired a lot of folks through the schools, and I still recall when I was teaching at Barron County High School, you spoke to a group of seniors, and
That's right.
Do that occasionally with high school groups as well, don't you?
Yes. Anytime that the Barron County, I've been there a few times. I spoke to their senior class getting ready to graduate. And again, it's always a weird thing for me when somebody says, hey, because I think of myself as a senior, I would never suspected myself talking to a group of seniors, uh-huh. and giving them any form of advice. But it is nice, and I understand the importance of having somebody come and speak, because I remember a group called the Wolf Brothers. I don't know if you remember them.
I do remember the Wolf Brothers.
And play music. And that was when I was in elementary school at Happy Valley.
Right.
And that was a core memory for me, and that really helped inspire me as a kid. So mm-hmm. I think back and I go, if I can remember something when I was in second, third grade that stuck with me all these years. So I try to think about that when I speak to classrooms now.
Right.
And say, hey, I want to be real with you. Here's some advice. If you want to do this, here's what I did. So for whatever my advice is worth, I think it's really neat that they asked me to come and do it. And I'm glad to speak to anyone that I just like to encourage dreamers out there.
Oh, yeah.
That's my main goal.
Well, very good. We appreciate how you work to help in our community as well. You help
yes.
reach out, and you have a big heart, Ben.
Thank you.
And we appreciate that.
Thank you very much.
Some of the causes that you've worked to support over the years, and they're still ongoing, aren't they?
That's right. Of course, Jessica and I have the Henry and Clark Foundation,
right.
And which that is a nonprofit that helps animals, and not just pets, but we like to fund things that for marine life. We're, mm-hmm. we're huge marine life fans, but obviously locally, our local animal shelter. We do a lot of stuff with Bridge Kentucky, the Boys and Girls Club. In fact, I know this Friday, Jessica also is a character coach for the FCA through Barron County. And they're doing a project at the Boys and Girls Club this Friday. So that's going to be really neat.
Exciting.
Yeah. And the girls on the basketball team asked if they could do that. So that's really cool that, the youth is asking, can we
exactly.
be a part
when
of
the students step up and see a need and they rise to the
fantastic.
Occasion.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So we do that. And then the band Blackstone Cherry just formed a nonprofit. It's called the
oh,
All
wonderful.
I'm Dreaming Of Foundation.
Okay,
which is
good.
Named after one of our songs. And it's going to help local arts, be it theater, school bands that might need instruments or uniforms, things like that. So we always try to use platforms for the better.
Okay.
Things that are bigger than ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
So
well, that's great.
Yeah, that's exciting.
That's great. We greatly appreciate it. And I just thank you for taking a few moments to spend with us this morning just to talk about things. And, of course, you're going to do double duty. You're going next door with Kelly McKay
that's
on her
right.
station
it's
here
a,
in
I'm
just
on a
few
radio,
moments.
Radio tour this morning. I'm going from room to room.
Local radio tour
right
in downtown Glasgow.
Yep.
So, well, good deal. I love the line with your book there, Clark Barks with a heart as big as his bark.
That's right.
Okay. Maybe Clark Barks with such a big heart because Dad is such a big-hearted guy. You think?
Maybe. Maybe I got it from Clark, too. I might have learned more from the animals
okay,
anymore, but
well.
That's very nice of you to say.
Ben Wells, always a pleasure to have you in and checking up and see what's happening. When do y'all go on tour again?
Our next show as of now is April 8th. We're going to be in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Okay,
so
wonderful.
It should be nice and toasty out
nice
there.
Nice and toasty, yeah.
Yes.
That'll be a good place. Sounds good. Ben Wells, appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. It is 7:41 on WCLU. Good morning.